Kilayim Perik Beis Mishnah Tes. Harotze Lasos Sadehu Karachas Karachas Mikol Min. If somebody wants to plant in his field many squares of different varieties of what he wants to plant, what he's trying to avoid is the appearance of kilayim, because as we know, you're not allowed to plant more than one min in the same field, or else it will look like and possibly even be kilayim. So what should he do in order to do it in a permissible way? So the first opinion in the Mishnah is that of Rabbi Meir. What Rabbi Meir says to do is Osa Esrim Ba'arba Karachos Labeis Sa'a. In a field that is one base sa'a, which is 2,500 square amos, the field that yields one sa'a's worth of produce, he should divide the field into esrim va'arba korachos, 24 squares, mikorachas lebeis rova, with each square yielding a quarter kav, or a rova. Since a sa'a is 24 quarter kavs, or 6 full kavs, then that means that if you divide it into 24 squares, each square produces a rova kav. V'zorea b'tocha kol min sheyirtza. And he can plant in each square, each base rova, any min that he wishes to. That is because, according to Rabbi Meir, each square looks like a field all its own. A very small field, but still a field. So instead of one field with 24 different minim, it's 24 small fields, each one being separate. There is one exception to that rule. Haisa karachas achas oshtayim zoram chardol. If in one or two of his rova squares he wants to plant mustard, then he can. But shalosh lo yizra chardol. If he has three squares that are adjacent to each other, he should not plant mustard in them. Mimnei shehi nireis kistei chardol, because three base rova of chardol that are all connected to each other looks like it is the majority of the whole overall field. And then all of the other minim that he has planted look like 21 separate minim that he put into a mustard field. Because the appearance of kilayim is such a grievous thing, we don't want him to do this. And this is all divrei Rabbi Meir. So the 24 square plan is Rabbi Meir's plan. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim disagree. They say, Tesha Karachos Mutaros. Out of your 24, or maybe even a 25 divided square field, 9 squares are Mutar, Eser Asuros. But once you plant 10 squares, then you give the appearance of Kilayim all in one field. How should they arrange the squares to properly look like separate small fields? So the Chachamim insist that there be empty sections, empty rovos, next to each square that he plants. So in the case of a 9-square planted field, he takes his 50 amos by 50 amos field. That's a base sa'a. 2,500 amos is 50 by 50. Divide the full square field into 25 exactly equal portions. So it's 5 squares across by 5 squares up and down. Then he makes sure that each square he plants has empty squares all around it. So it looks like 9 very small fields in the midst of empty sections. The way he does that, if you can visualize this, is if he's got 5 rows and 5 columns, then he plants in the top row in squares 1, 3, and 5, leaving 2 and 4 empty, so there's an empty square between them. Then he leaves the second row underneath completely empty, so there are empty squares under each of the ones he planted. Then in the third row, he plants again squares 1, 3, and 5. And in the fifth row, he plants again squares 1, 3, and 5. That way, it looks sort of like a checkerboard with empty rows in the even numbers, so that every square that's planted has 3 empty squares around it. That is the dominant pshat about how the Chachamim say it ought to be done. The Yerushalmi have a different pshat. They say that he can plant in each row, but the pattern should be 3, 2, 1, 2, 1. So again, it's a 5-square row. In the top row, he plants squares 1, 3, and 5. That would be 3 squares. In row number 2, he plants squares 2 and 4. So that checkerboard look is happening again. In row 3, he plants only the center square, square number 3, dead center of the whole field. So the top is sort of like a pyramid going 3, 2, 1. Then in the fourth row, he plants only squares 2 and 4. So the center square has under it an empty space and 2 and 4 on either side. And in the fifth row, he plants only the center square again, square number 3. There are questions in the Mefarshim why he couldn't plant the corners, but leave that be. Basically, there are empty squares all around the 9 that he planted. That's the Chachamim's point of view. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, afilu kol sadehu beis kur. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov adds, even if his field is enormous, a base kur of 75,000 square amos, which is a field that actually holds 30 base saw in it, even then, lo yase betocho chutz mikorachas achas. In the whole field, this enormous field, he should only have one square of a second species. And all the rest of the field has to be one species. There's a difference of opinion in the Mefarshim whether he means one square that is right up against the other men, or whether if there's space around each square, maybe he can get away with extra ones. But either way, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, you have to be very careful, even in a huge field. Kilayim Perek Beis Mishnah Yud. When it's talking about these empty spaces around the base rovas, in terms of the karachas, the squares that you leave empty, the Mishnah begins, Kol shehu besoch beis rova, ole bemidas beis rova. Anything that's in one of the empty base rova squares counts towards the measurement of the base rova. Meaning, if the empty base rova that you left isn't just land, but some other features or objects, you can count them towards the square being empty. For example, achilas hagefen. There is an area around a grapevine of several tfachim that you always leave empty. That empty space around the grapevine can count towards your empty base rova. The grapevine itself can't, but the space around it can. Vehakever, if one of the base rovas is over a grave where it's usher to plant anything, you're never allowed to plant anything above a grave, but the grave counts towards the base rova of empty square. Vehasela, or if you have a small rock or crevices or anything that may have water gathered in it, all of those are olin b'midas base rova. They all count towards the empty space of that base rova. Now, tevua batvua base rova. If your two species that you want to plant within one field are going to need some empty space around them, and your first species is grain, like wheat, and your second species is a different tevua, like barley, then you need to leave at least a base rova in width around the second min that you are planting. So if, for example, you have a big rectangular field of wheat and you want to plant just one square of barley in it, there has to be a base rova all around the barley so that there is a base rova 10.5 amos on each side, 10.5 amos on top, a big empty space around the barley so that that way you are not putting them up next to each other. Yorak b'yorak. If you want to plant greens in the middle of another field full of greens, then shisha tfachim. You don't need to leave a full base rova space. You only need to leave 6 tefach of space along the border between the two fields. Tvua v'yarak, yarak b'tvua. If, however, you want to plant grain within a greens field or a second species of green within a grain field, then base rova, you go with the larger space of the grain and use that as a separation. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, but Rabbi Eliezer says, Yorak Betua, if you want to add greens into a grain field, Shisha Tvachim, then you can go with the minimal distance that the Yorak usually has, which is only 6 tefach instead of a base rova.